Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're so happy to have two guests here. It's Chris Sid, Lila Hogaveen, and Shona Putnam. And we're going to start with Shona. Again, Cass County Museum's always got something going out there, and one of your fundraisers is coming up. So when and where and what?
Yes, Levon, we do two a year, one in the spring and then one at Christmas time. And this year it will be held at the High School Auditorium in Griswold on April, that's Saturday night, April the 12th at 7 p.m. And it is two men from Minnesota, and they are known as the Dueling Pianos. And it's a night of all types of music on two baby grands and a lot of fun. Lot of audience participation, so we hope that we'll have a good turnout. Tickets are going well.
And I was going to say, you know, this seems a little early. Usually I say, well, we probably shouldn't talk about it quite this early, but I know you sell out,
yes.
So we need to get on this early so people who want to come can get their tickets.
And because it's at the high school auditorium, we have to be very strict. Once the tickets are gone, they're gone. We cannot have people coming in. We have been given by the school board a certain number of tickets to sell, and we have room for several wheelchairs, and once these tickets are gone, that's it.
All
and
right.
That's $295 is the
All
number.
Right. And price of the tickets?
$15.
All right. That's a what else can you do for $15? You can't hardly go to the movie for that. So, Lila, I understand. Lila Hogaveen here. I understand that you've seen, not necessarily these people, but you've seen Dueling Pianos.
I have. And it's just a delightful evening of comedy. Don't think you're going to a concert, although they are brilliant pianists. They just have a lot of fun with it. You're going to hear all venues of music. You're going to hear everything from jazz to classical to pieces you probably never heard before. They do a lot of improvisation, and it's just an entire night of just delightful entertainment.
And, you know, when I think of dueling, I'm thinking, yeah, that, and I love it when people can just, as you said, improvise. That means, I can't hardly believe that, Lila, that they can do that. Start with something and just go crazy with it.
They are amazing. They, call themselves Crazy Keys, and that's kind of the way it'll be. It'll just be a delightful night, and we hope you'll call and get your tickets.
Absolutely. And like I say, that's a very reasonable price. It's important that it's going to the Cass County Museum, so people can help support a good thing.
They can. We have a new exhibit. Many of you know that we have an Indian collection that was donated to the museum, and it's just quite amazing collection, and so a lot of the funds will be used then to get this displayed, and we hope to have that all open for ready for our May 1st opening.
Oh, all right. Now, Shona, when Lila said you have this new exhibit, you guys, you're always doing some construction and new things and so on. So what's, you know, and you have to get ready for that. So kind of what's the way this is happening? You're having a cleanup day first? Is that you start there?
Well, it's a crazy world that we live in right now. Between this fundraiser and construction at the museum, and then getting this Indian collection ready, we have a cleaning day tomorrow. So we bring in our volunteers, and there's a little bit of dust on everything, that's to say it mildly. So we have been protecting our Indian collection, and that came from the Atlantic schools. It was donated in the late 30s by Dr. Carlisle Jones, and for some reason, I think they lost a few items many years ago, and they stored it away in a nice, dry, dark basement. So everything is in excellent condition. And we have been fortunate to have this, and it has stayed in Cass County. So there's a lot of excitement, and we are working feverishly to try and get all the items ready for display.
So are you adding more display space or more storage space?
More storage space. They're working on that now. We are going no further. This is it.
No more buildings.
No more buildings. No. Mm-mm.
But you did have quite a lot of space when you added the latest building where the bar and stuff.
Yes,
I mean,
that
was a nice space. And I
that's
assume
beautiful.
There's some space behind that, maybe, space that
and
we don't normally
And that's where the
see.
New storage area will be. And we are changing our displays now, putting them in storage when the contractor is finished, and make room for this Indian display.
Mm-hmm. So, Lila, talking about displays, and Shona sort of said this, you do change various displays once in a while. Is that correct?
Oh, we do. Usually our winter months, after we close, after our December fundraiser, Levon, then we're closed until the 1st of May. So that gives us time to redo all the displays mm-hmm. that we want to.
Well, and you really need to do that, I think. If you want people to keep coming back, they want to see.
Well, and it isn't good for things to be out for for a terribly long time, clothing in particular.
Yeah, and saying that, it says to me, sometimes we forget about, we come in and we enjoy things, about humidity and heat and cold. Mm-hmm. You have to be very aware of all of that. Is that true?
Yes, and we are. Everything is climate controlled in the entire museum. So.
All right. And that brings me to another question, Shona, is about if somebody has something, this was a rather large collection from the school, but what if I have something that I think, this is really important history for somebody. What can I do about that?
Well, give us till May 1st. And after May 1st, if it's something that is, relates to the county, Cass County, then we'd love to have it.
Okay. But you do have the right to say, no, we already have 10 of these, or
absolutely.
No, this is
absolutely.
Not appropriate, or whatever.
Absolutely.
And then if we agree that this is important, mm-hmm. then do I just donate to that
we
to
do
you?
Not take any loans. It's just legally, it's just so much easier for us. Donations only.
But and I think that's so important. I watched that Antiques Roadshow and somebody has something that mm-hmm. they're going to take it home and put it in a safe and mm-hmm. nobody's going to see it.
No one's going to see
it. Wouldn't it be better to donate it to a museum?
Well, I would think so. And we have a form, it's a donation. So at tax time, that will help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anything else about the museum you want to mention? Lila, you said it opens May 1, and
yes.
What are the hours, and what does it cost?
Well, we're open. It's a free public museum, thanks to very generous donations from many places. We've been able since, 8 years now. It's been completely free to anyone. We open on May 1st, and as I say, we close like December 15th. We're open Wednesday through Sunday from 1 to 4. And there's no cost for anything, so okay. We just like you to come.
But if I have a carload of people, or somebody wants to bring a busload, or and I can't come 1 to 4, what can I do anything about
well,
that?
Well, right on the door of the museum are our names and our numbers, and we will definitely arrange a tour for any group. There's 9 members on the board, and so there's always someone willing to come up and do a tour for you.
Great, great. Now, I talked about donating items and so on, but Shona, how do you keep track of those? I mean, I'm assuming that, you don't just write this in a little notebook.
No, absolutely not. We have hard copies and everything is on the computer. And we, every so often, take the information off the computer onto a disk, and that's kept in a safety deposit box.
So
no, it's all done legally and properly.
And mm-hmm. safely. I mean, I just think people should feel like if I donate something there, mm-hmm. it's going to be well taken care of, and I don't have to worry about stuffing it in my basement somewhere.
No.
So, yeah.
But we do want people to understand that we do take very good care of these artifacts, and we do not leave them on display constantly. We've had people come and say, I donated such and such. Well, that's true.
Right.
And it may be in a certain exhibit for a certain time, and then we clean it, pack it, archivally and put it away for a while. So.
Okay. Now, you have a few sponsors, Shona, you wanted to mention?
Yes, we do. This is for the Dueling Pianos on April the 12th, and it is the Steinbeck & Sons, Inc., Dr. B.J. England, Dusty's Restaurant, Matt Layton Construction, Southwest Iowa Tiling, United Group Insurance, Mindset of Bellevue, Nebraska, and Thrivent Financial for Lutherans are our sponsors, and we thank them.
And this is all happening again on April 12th. Mm-hmm. What time?
7 p.m.
At the Griswold High School auditorium.
And tickets can be purchased. We will do deliveries in Atlantic, so just call either Lila's number or my number. We'll gladly come up to
Atlantic. All right, and your names are both in the phone book.
Absolutely, yes.
It's easier to look it up. You can find it there in the phone book. Oh, and does the museum have a website?
Actually, we do.
All right.
I haven't been on it lately, I'm not sure if the ticket information is on there or not. It should be.
Yep,
but
better get that done, guys.
That's not my job.
Okay. Thank you very much to Shona Putnam and Lila Hogeveen for being here today. And until next time, here is a thought. Don't let your so-called mistakes and failures stop you from moving forward. Go ahead. Take a risk.